Hollywood Beach Road used to be a wealthy area. It had a place for airplanes to take off and land so residents could fly between their homes in the city of St. Louis to their weekend homes in the town of Arnold. The town is next to the Merrimack River in the state of Missouri. Over the years, however, floods have affected much of Arnold. Now, all that remains of the homes are ruins. Many of the trees have been cut down by beavers. Nature is reclaiming the area, and local leaders say it is welcome to do so. The town is not building levees to keep floodwaters out. Instead, Arnold has used federal and local tax money to buy hundreds of properties so they can return to wetlands. Those wetlands help the town of 21,000 people avoid major damage in 2019 when the Mississippi River reached its second highest level ever recorded. Arnold's decision appears to show a trend. A number of communities around the nation are making similar choices to deal with overflowing rivers. Each spring, melting snow in the north and seasonal rains send huge amounts of water into local rivers. The system of levees, dikes, and walls usually holds up. Now it seems floods are taking place more often because of heavier storms that scientists link to climate change. Floods in Missouri, Mississippi, and Arkansas caused billions of dollars in damage last year, the second wettest year on record. The National Weather Service is expecting moderate to severe problems in 23 states this spring. The agency, however, said last month that the risk had lessened because of below-normal rainfall. One government study predicts yearly flood damage in the central part of the country will grow by $500 million by the year 2050. But the area awaiting this year's floods is part of a picture that has changed over the last several years. It now has more parks, marshes, and forests on land surrendered in recent years by communities and individuals. Some experts see this growing green area as a promising solution for easing pressure on a river system that can no longer be contained. It is becoming evident that we have to do something different, said Colin Wellenkamp. He is director of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative. That increasingly means shaping our cities around the river instead of shaping the river around our cities, he said. To give them more room to spread out, cities are using land close to rivers for purposes such as parks that can flood when water levels rise. A few rural levees have been moved back or removed. Wetlands have been restored to help control floodwaters. In Arnold, the improvement was clear after last year's Midwestern floods, said Robert Shockey. He is Arnold's police chief and the emergency management director. He said only 12 homes got wet, rather than 100. No one suggests replacing levees, dams, and walls as the main form of flood control. But those structures need help from natural methods, said Wellenkamp. His organization represents close to 100 local governments. This idea is slowly getting the attention of state and federal lawmakers. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is becoming more open to it. The Corps is the agency that has been building dams and levees in the country for more than 100 years. Congress has told the agency in recent years to consider natural or nature-based flood control measures. Maria Wegner said the Corps is trying to give such measures a chance. She is a top policy advisor with the Corps headquarters in Washington, D.C. Experts do not know exactly how many land deals have taken place to create natural flood areas, but they say the number is growing. Wellenkamp's organization is paying for a study to record a list of them. I'm Alice Bryant.